It's now 7 minutes past 10 o'clock, and coming up this hour, we'll be looking at the next production at the Kalamazoo Civic Theater. The Senior Class Readers Theater, which was established 11 years ago as a way of providing opportunities for veteran actors, will be presenting The Civic in Song, covering the 90 years of the Civic's existence, 18 presidents, the Charleston dance, the civil rights marches, rock and roll, World War II, and the World Wide Web. It's all represented this weekend in three performances, and here to talk about it are the Kalamazoo Civic's artistic director, Tony Humrickhauser. We have actress Tammy Bailey and director Art Nemitz, and my friends, I am still wrangling with the board here to get all of your microphones live and active. Thank you for your patience. I think it's safe to say hello now.
Good morning.
Good morning to you all. So we're going to be looking at how you managed to squeeze 90 years into an enjoyable, entertaining, about 90-minute show, would it be?
Approximately. We've yet to time it, but that's what we're aiming for, 90.
90. Oh, well, that's a lot of material to cover. Why don't I start with Tony and Art? Tony, you're serving as artistic director this year at the Kalamazoo Civic, so you're kind of you have your hands in every single production of the season. Tell me about specifically you and Art collaborating with this production, please.
Well, it's truly a joy to come back and work with a mentor of mine. It's wonderful. We started talking in August. You know, we started putting the review together in August. It's difficult to encapsulize 90 years of a theater's existence in 90 minutes. We have a year a minute. And so Art and I started talking collaborated with my partner Stephen Wallum on the process. All three of us collaborated and started talking about what we want this review to represent. And the first thing we kind of came to the conclusion we came to was we wanted it to be vital. We didn't, you know, these reviews tend to be, and then they performed this wonderful song from The Sound of Music. We knew that from the get-go that we didn't want it to be that. We wanted it to represent, we wanted it to represent how vital the Civic has been over 90 years. So when we started looking at material, we immediately went to numbers from shows like Company, Stephen Sondheim's Company, and songs like Applause from the musical Applause, songs that were full of energy, that had a lot of strong points of view, but were more contemporary in feel. So that's where we started. And then we put a list together and then started going through song by song by song by song. And eventually we compiled the 90 minutes of material you'll hear this weekend.
Shows are at 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night, and at 2 p.m. on Sunday. And tickets are available through the Kalamazoo Civic website, kazoocivic.com, kazoocivic.com, or at the box office, 343-1313. By going through the songs, that was also determining how to use the cast.
Well, we found that we had done over 140 musicals in those 90 years.
So that you had that much to choose from.
So there was no way that we could touch on every single one. The best way was probably through medleys, which Stephen helped create and we put together. But it took a long time to make those selections, find a theme for each one, select the numbers we're going to use. And of course, you can't do the whole song. You can only do portions in a medley. So that was a great undertaking. We have four medleys in this show, and that way we're able to cover a lot of shows that we couldn't have done individually.
The work going into a medley, you're creating original material, basically, out of existing material, but it's like writing a whole new piece.
That's right.
Oh, and yeah. I will tell you, they've worked so incredibly hard. You know, it's one thing to say, these numbers would go well together. Here you go, music director and director. make it happen. And they've really worked incredibly hard because they've had to sculpt it around the talent that we've used, right? And there's an incredible amount of talent that we've used, we have in the show. And we wanted to cater the material to the talent. So in putting those medleys together, it was we had to take those things into consideration. Key signatures, keys, you know, it's a lot of work. You know, it was basically creating a show for the civic stage.
Tammy, you're performing this weekend.
I am.
Now, how long have you been involved in the Senior Readers Theater?
I have been involved the last 3 years. So it has been just a privilege for me to be able to get involved with the Kalamazoo Civic. It was my first opportunity 3 years ago, and when I did Pirates of Penzance. And then last year with the Sounds of the 60s. And it is just so much fun. It's just so very rewarding.
Yeah. Really. So the first time through didn't put you off at all?
No. No, it had been a long time. I hadn't done anything since high school. So I really encourage anyone who hasn't had that opportunity to come out and audition, because it's really a great time.
Was that an easy role to fall into, or were you actually juggling, you know, what should I do with my creative energy? Should I take another kind of class, or should I get into pottery, or something like that?
Yes, I had actually retired 4 years ago, and I said, I need some things to do with my time, because I had worked full-time for 37 years. And so it was, I needed something to do, and I had been in shows in my high school days and then one community theater program after high school. But I have always sung just around the house, basically. I'll sing to anybody. My kids will tell you I drive them crazy singing, because there's always a song for everything, right? And so I decided this was a good outlet to go and try. I had been on a trip with a woman named Kim Elliott, who has been in these performances for the last 11 years, and on a bus trip, and she encouraged me. She heard me singing with her. We were singing to something on the bus, and she said, you should come and try out for this, you know? So I did.
It's like, and you've been practicing for 37
yes,
years.
Yes, that's right. I've been getting ready. But it's just so enjoyable. And like I say, it's really rewarding to be able to do this with the amount of talent, as Tony has mentioned. And I think especially this year, because we have so many people who have come back, and it's just an honor to be able to perform with some of these people who have been with the Civic for so very long, and with art especially, having been involved with the Civic for over 50 years. It's incredible for me to get to be involved with all these people.
Of course, I was very, very young when I started.
Art, what have you learned about having newcomers join a troupe of actors and getting them from point A to point Z, where the production happens?
Well, that's the story of my life.
I'd like to hear some of it.
I was a teacher, so right there it starts the framework. You know, kids come in, they don't know anything, and hopefully by the time they leave, they've learned something. And a cast is no different. Even experienced people, there's always something to learn. I'm an actor, too, as well as a director. So over the years, I've learned also that you learn something with every production, whether you're in it or whether you are directing it. It's always a learning experience. And that's the way I look at it from the cast, too. We're here to have fun. We're here to do something wonderful. But we're also going to learn something.
Why don't we take a break and hear one of the, what I would think is one of the trickiest pieces you could ever choose to start a review with, the music of Stephen Sondheim. Yeah. The show opens with Company.
Really about, isn't it? That's what it's really about. Really about.
way to start a Monday and a great way to start a show. That's from Stephen Sondheim's company, and it's what the opening number of this weekend's The Civic in Song, a presentation of the Civic Senior Readers Theater, which has three performances at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. I'm with Tony Humrichhauser, Artistic Director of the Kalamazoo Civic, Tammy Bailey, who is performing in this weekend's shows, and Director Art Nemitz, and we've just gotten started. High energy, fantastic opening, and you know, it's not 1918, we're about 1970 to start the show.
Yes, we do a whole Sondheim medley, because we've done a lot of his shows, and they do really speak to a more modern look than some of the older shows that we've done frequently. There's some shows we've done 4, 5, and 6 times over the years.
I should ask about the some of the more basic things, like how many people are in the show, and do you have a band?
We have a trio in the pit. It's a trio, right? Yeah. And we have 21.
Oh, wow. It's a big cast.
It's a big cast, yeah.
It's a cast that's loaded with veterans.
Yes.
And the voices that you'll hear are incredible. It's a treat for me, you know, growing up, coming here when I was 19, seeing many of these people perform on the Civic stage for the first time as a kid, I would say, and being so inspired by people like, you know, David Senecal, who has probably one of the most glorious tenor voices I've ever heard. In the 80s, when I saw him perform, my jaw dropped. I thought, God, that's somebody I would love to be that someday. And so to see him on stage is so touching and moving to watch him. And you know, you see Lou Price on stage, you know, opens his mouth.
Gwen Rosman.
Gwen, amazing, right?
Who was our first Eliza Doolittle back in the 1950s. She's in the show.
And there's a funny Gwen anecdote. I was just talking to her the other day, and she was saying how much she's enjoying the show. But she said how much musical reviews have changed, you know. Before musical reviews, you'd walk up and you'd sing the song and then you'd retreat back. Now there's staging involved, there's blocking involved, there's choreography involved. And she giggled and she says, I played Eliza Doolittle, and she says, and I'm doing more staging in this review than I did when I was Eliza Doolittle, which is so it's a very, very exciting group, and the staging's beautiful, and I'm really, really excited about it.
Could I have some neat historic facts about the last 90 years? I mean, it was 1918, and the way I heard it, the Civic was a gift to someone's daughter in order to kind of keep her here in Kalamazoo.
That's right. Dr. Upjohn, the founder of the Upjohn Company, his daughter, Dorothy, had taken her children and gone to New York to be an actress. And it actually was 1929. Oh. It was the first year of the Civic.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know where I got 18.
That's okay. he said, if you'll come back, I'll build a theater. And so she came back, and the theater opened in 1931.
31.
The building. But the players, the group, was founded in 1929.
And you know what's fabulous about that was you have to think back. If we go back in time, what was here in Kalamazoo during that time culturally? You know, it was important. You know, here we are starting the Great Depression, you know, 1931, and all the community had was each other. And what a beautiful gift to give the community this place to congregate and celebrate art. It was, the Civic was, you know, state-of-the-art theater. It's a Broadway house. It's still a fantastic space. But what it provided the community with, long before Miller Auditorium and all these touring houses, it was a place for the Kalamazoo community to congregate to see Martha Graham for the first time dance on our stage. World-renowned people have performed on the Civic stage. It was important for the community founders to give back and to celebrate culture. And so we've been doing that pretty well for 90 years, and I think the show represents that, you know. Yep. even so far as the 80s, when I came to school here, 80s and 90s, many subscribers would say, if a tour came through Miller Auditorium, they would say, I'll wait for them to do it at the Civic. They really supported the theater and what we represent, and it's what a beautiful gem and what a little jewel box we have here in Kalamazoo, and the Civic and Song celebrates that.
And it really is. The Kalamazoo Civic Theater itself retains an aura of its history. When I bring my grandchildren to shows now, and the first thing they do, when they walk in and they look up and they go, wow, Grandma, this is so very cool, you know, and you're seeing this, the big chandelier, and it really retains that aura of its history, which is marvelous.
Mm. We've done a lot to preserve that. We have a new copper roof that was put on this summer. It's only the second roof from the original, and
wow.
It just gleams in the sunshine as you...
It did get some updates just in the last 3 years. Yes. Capital campaign successfully helped to rebuild part of the building and take the new roof.
And beautiful sound system. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to hear that.
I did have an opportunity. At Hello Dolly, it was splendid. What was I thinking? Oh, yes. Well, so I know that today the Kalamazoo Civic is considered to be in the top five of community theaters in the country and has held that position for many, many years. I'm wondering if back in the day, 1929, 30, 31, what was the level of professionalism or quality that they started out with?
Well, a lot of professional actors were part of that first group. Howard Chenery, Louise Carver, Art Cole, Francis Hall, they were all actors, professional actors, who found one way or another, found themselves in Kalamazoo at this particular time. Louise had married Norman Carver, who was an engineer who was living in Kalamazoo, so that's how she ended up here. But it was just a fortunate coming together of people who had a vision, and were still living that vision.
And already were... highly trained and skilled in theater?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, professional staff. You know, prior to the Civic being built, Dorothy Dalton would come back with a troupe from New York City, and they would perform in Chenery Auditorium, and they would perform in Rep. So the idea of professionals coming to Kalamazoo was not new. This just solidified that. And we premiered many works. You know, Our Town was performed in the Civic, you know, in the mid-30s as an experimental piece. It was too edgy to even list as a real production because there was no scenery. Audiences had never seen anything like that. So the founders really felt the importance of bringing innovative theater to the community, and I think we still do a pretty good job at it.
Raisin in the Sun was the first. Civic was the first theater to perform that after its Broadway run.
So
another example of how close we are to feeling that we are bringing Broadway to our audiences.
So from the very get-go, there was not only high expectations, but enough experience and realism to know that it could be done and that something could be built that would maintain that high
As part of our strategic plan, we're saying we want to bring Broadway class theater to Kalamazoo.
Well, the Civic and Song will take place this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And details are at kazoocivic.com, kazoocivic.com. It's a presentation of the Senior Class Readers Theater Musical Review. And we've gotten one song in. It starts with Company. And I want to get to the next song in. So would someone introduce a little bit of Fats Waller for us?
Well, is there anything better than Fats Waller? And this song is, you know, once again, when we were constructing the show, Art and I looked at each other and this show came up, and Art immediately got a little glimmer in his eye and he says, we have to do this Joint Is Jumpin'. We have to do that number because it's full of energy and everyone enjoyed performing it. So here we go. This Joint Is Jumpin'.
A
Well, thanks for indulging me in some Fats Waller there. The joint is Jumpin', and that's one of the highlights of the Civic in Song, which is in performances this weekend. KazooCivic.com is where you can find information and tickets. And, of course, stick around to hear our discussion with Artistic Director Tony Hummerkauser, performer Tammy Bailey, and director Art Nemitz. So high energy and a combination of, ballads, I would hope, kind of to offset. You can't sustain jumping joints.
No, we're going to hit 63 different songs.
Incredible,
during the
Tim.
Show. So a good mixture of ballads and some really just fun numbers.
I'd like to go back to something you mentioned a few minutes ago, Tony, and that is that your partner, Stephen Wallum, who is an experienced performer in theater and television. He also has created his own cabaret, solo cabaret shows. And so that experience played into what's happening this weekend.
Right. It's exciting. One of the joys of my life was to look across the table and see Steve with Art talking about constructing the show and putting the show together, because, you know, I learned a lot about direction from Art. You know, I'll walk in a rehearsal hall and I can see everything plotted out, written down. Art is a meticulous, like, note keeper. And so Steve is exactly the same way. So to watch the two of them together just theorize, and they thought, wouldn't it be great if we could mention every song ever performed at the Civic,
every show,
every musical. So Steve and Art had a little glint in their eye, thought, well, let's do the Major General song and we'll include 145 shows in it.
Titles.
So 2 weeks later at 3 a.m, I get a text from my partner in New York City saying, I finished it. And it's a wonder. So there is a song, 145 of them. They all fit. And it's quite astonishing to watch.
Who has the burden of memorizing and singing? Well, that memorize is not the right word necessarily.
No, it's the nice thing about the senior readers is that everyone will have their book and their music in their hands. This one we definitely need for this particular number. And it's a mixture of the ensemble singing and then duet singing. Sometimes it'll be just the sopranos, sometimes the altos, basses, tenors. So it's a mixture of everyone in a big conglomeration, and it's just an awesome, awesome, fun thing to do.
So Stephen took 140 musical titles and found the rhyme schemes for the whole lot.
And the rhythm
to Major
General's number.
Yeah.
Does he like crossword puzzles and things like that? Or?
Well, this is the interesting thing, and I don't want to boast too much, but the interesting thing is the reason why I like Kalamazoo so much, and the reason why I'm drawn to the Civic, is it's a great artistic community full of Renaissance people. I consider Art Nemitz a Renaissance person. I consider Stephen Wallum a Renaissance person. I consider many of our performers Renaissance people. You know, people shy away from using that term, but, you know, here we have somebody that was an educator for an incredible long time, that continues to teach, that continues to innovate, that continues to create, you know. And as a community, we're loaded with artists that have this great need after working 40, 50 hours a week to spend 3 hours a night, 5 days a week, volunteering and supporting their passion and doing the thing that they have to do. My partner needs to write. He needs to perform. He needs to create. Art Nemitz needs to perform, write, create. Everyone in the Civic Song has that need. And it's a wonderful thing to celebrate on stage.
And I would add, Kalamazoo, it's almost like you have no excuse not to because the opportunities are there and the community is there to help.
Yeah, and I like, you know, coming in from the outside, I like to remind people that we're so lucky. The rest of the world does not function this way. This community is incredibly special, and how really lucky we are to have such a beautiful artistic life here in Kalamazoo.
Well, let's name some other musical highlights that are featured in the Civic in Song. I have a list of the songs here in front of me, and you know, we started with Sondheim, and then The Joint is Jumpin'. Sing for Your Supper, where is that from?
That's from a Rodgers and Hart musical called The Boys from Syracuse, which I directed quite a few years ago. But that's always been a very special show for me because Maren Mazie was cast in it, and she played one of the female leads, I followed her career all the way. So I've seen her in most of the shows she's done on Broadway, and she passed away a few weeks ago, which was very, very sad.
Yeah.
But she was a wonderful person, and I'm glad we're doing the show and doing that number because it's the one that she sang.
It's followed by the Love and Bloom medley. So is this one of the original arrangements that brings together
yes.
love songs, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Yes. In probably a non-linear way, I would imagine.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
With Steve and Art involved, yeah. they're not, I'm sure there's a lot of humor involved in the Love and Bloom medley.
That's followed by a song from Les Mis, Bring Him Home.
Art was just mentioning during the break that it was the most popular show on the Civic stage. Art, will you talk? You know,
yes, we had to include that and give it a number of its own because it was such an impressive production. The length of the run, the number of people who saw it was phenomenal. It was a very, very special show, and so we needed to honor it in a special way.
Absolutely.
I have an example of the tune from a solo recital disc. So it will probably sound different on the weekend's shows, but let's remind ourselves of this song from Les Miserables. Jean Danton was the vocalist heard there in the song from Les Mis, Bring Him Home. And the Kalamazoo Civics Senior Readers Theater will be including that song and many, many more in its The Civic in Song review, which is Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. And that's it. Is that on the main stage or is that at the Carver Center?
In the auditorium.
It's in the main stage. Details at kazoocivic.com, kazoocivic.com. And we've been looking at a few of the songs, and we have a little bit of time left here to hear a couple more, I think. In the first half, we've covered up quite a few of those things, including the Love and Bloom medley, which will be kind of a surprise, created by Art and Stephen Wallum. Lida Rose and Will I Ever Tell You?
Lida Rose.
Lida Rose. See, I'm betraying my my still burgeoning understanding of music theater.
Yeah, that's from the Music Man.
The Music Man, of course. Well, I know the trombone song. then It's a Woman's World. Where's that from?
The Full Monty.
That's a great show. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, you know what's kind of excited about all the selection of all these numbers was, you know, you can do a set musical review, and that's the way they are. They're cooked, but this allowed us to kind of cater material for the talent, and Art and Steve and I were able to sit around the table initially and talk about songs that we thought were just hits out of the gate. Light a Rose, Will I Ever Tell You, is one of those moments in Music Man that is a back burner moment. But when you get to that moment in the show, every time it's like a breath of fresh air. You're like, oh, I forgot about this number. And it's, you know, it's a counterpoint number. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, those counterpoint numbers really kind of tug at your heartstrings.
To mention our musical director, Doug Gertner, who did a tremendous amount of work in helping to put these medleys together, because the transitions between each number are not there. He had to create them.
And when you tell a musician, can you get us from here to here? And they say yes, you know that actually they have to go back and spend hours
exactly.
figuring
Absolutely.
It all out.
To make sense is tough, and he's done a great job.
Well, wonderful. Tammy, tell me more about how Senior Readers Theater works in rehearsal. You can have your text for reference.
You'll have your text throughout the show as well.
But as I have learned many times on an almost daily basis, if I cold read something, it's going to go wrong somehow.
Sure. A lot of us will record during rehearsals. Because we do put a lot of time into the show outside of rehearsals. So we have a lot of people recording with their phones the music so that they can practice at home. So lots and lots of time going into that, as well as the blocking for the show.
Which means movement?
The staging and the movement. Just getting the right people to the right positions each time, so that's always a challenge. But we do a great job, the director and our stage director as well, go into the rehearsal studio and put numbers on the floors so that we can stage everything, and we know really where we're going to be until we get to that larger stage and just get it on a grander, a more grand setting.
And something, too, I'm emphasizing in this show is that they have to be actors as well, because these songs were written to be acted. And they just can't stand there, as I said, like the Methodist church choir. They have to act these numbers.
And for me, that is the most fun part, okay? That anyone who knows me will not, will probably just say that I've been a ham all my life, so that's okay. And that's okay. But that is the most fun. Each one of the songs, you assume a character for that particular song. Mm-hmm. So that part of it. It's really a blast.
Interesting for people who have, you know, worked full careers and are joining the Senior Readers Theater, have to learn to put some trust into the director, who will say, because you can't see yourself perform.
Absolutely.
You have to trust what the feedback you're getting and give up some of that control over what you think you're good at or you're doing right, because experience has taught you that's what you do best. What a queer sensation sometimes to have to take direction as someone, after you've lived a life, and think of yourself as a, you know, I know what I'm doing kind of person.
And you know what's lovely? Yeah. Really, part of our mission at the Civic is always to educate. And we're really conscious about using directors that are also educators. To be a good director is really to be a good educator. For years, a lot of times, I was embarrassed to when people said, oh, well, you're more of a teacher than you are a director. Well, directors that I've had in my life were amazing teachers as well. So to be someone that could be a senior of senior age that has the desire to perform, but maybe has had a fearful perception of performing. To walk into the door at the Civic is probably one of the most welcoming experiences you can ever have, because you have people there that not only are experts in what they do, but they can teach you how to get there. They can show you how to get there. And to have that security of being able to read the material in front of you, it's a really freeing place to be. So ultimately, I would say to hand over that power, to hand that over to somebody, is actually kind of a freeing thing, because you're able to maybe exceed your expectations. And that often happens, and it's what a glorious thing to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful thing about the Civic is that they offer so many classes. Prior to this show this year, I took the acting classes in the evenings, and it's such a great opportunity to learn, because it really is, like you say, it's a learning theater. Everything is about that education. Art continues to mention things while we're on stage, and we have done the staging now and rehearsed on stage, to say, mentioning things, making sure that you can see this spot, and just teaching. Those teaching moments are really important to us as actors.
Hmm. Well, it's time now to speed through some of the rest of the songs and touch on some of the other highlights. There's Putting on the Ritz, which is Irving Berlin.
That's right.
Yep. There's a Richard Rodgers medley that is finishing up the first act. Of course, another famous, famous songwriter. So
yeah, you cannot acknowledge musical theater without talking about Richard Rodgers, right? No. Richard Rodgers is the father of musical theater, I would say. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, for sure. You can't. And Jerome Kern, of course.
it's a good list.
It's a good list, exactly. And then we can't forget the Gershwins as well.
Yeah, the Gershwins.
And the Kander's Nebs.
Kander Neb. That's right.
Again, the Civic is trying to fit 90 years of history into a review this weekend. Act two starts with a rock medley. And are these all pieces from musicals that have rock
scores? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And we made it a point. We wanted to be, people think senior class theater. We wanted to show, please, if these people are rock and roll, really, if you think about
the original rockers.
Right, exactly. So why not honor them and that desire to perform in that way?
That's followed by an actual number called 90 Years of Civic Musicals. So is this another Patter song?
That is the Patter song.
Oh, right. Yes. Fantastic. September song, beautiful melody from a musical that doesn't come out very often, right?
But it was the second musical the Civic ever did.
What is it from?
It's from Knickerbocker Holiday.
Oh, my goodness.
By Kurt Weill.
Wow, Kurt Weill. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite songwriters. Yeah, the 1930s.
Absolutely.
You'll be touching on My Fair Lady, as well as Fiddler on the Roof, and then a Sondheim medley. Who put together the medley? Was this Stephen and
Doug wrote the transitions? And
yes, it's once again, you can come up with the idea, but then when you hand them to the music director, Doug did a beautiful job with the transitions and piecing it together, right? It's pretty fabulous.
Then we hear something called, No Time at All. What song is that?
That's from Pippin, and we included that because it's a fun number, but it's also an audience participation number. So bring the audience into the show a little bit.
Then it moves on to a Showstoppers medley, which is kind of an oxymoron.
From our biggest shows. In other words, the shows have been done 3, 4, 5, or 6 times.
Ah, what would some of those shows be?
Well, Fiddler on the Roof, My Fair Lady, Music Man, the biggies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Annie, they keep coming back.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Know. Oklahoma. Oh,
okay. Is West Side Story in that?
West Side Story, yep. Yeah.
Huh. I'm ready for another West Side Story. Next year, year after.
Well, I'm sure you'll see many of them with Spielberg reproducing it. So that'll be very, I'm sure it's going to be a highly produced musical once again.
Well,
Well, we're nearing the end of the list. I know that I'll let audiences be surprised by the final number of this review, but second to last is a song called The Best of Times. We'll end our interview with that song today, and I just want to ask for final thoughts from my guests, and I'll start with Tony Hummerkauser.
Well, tickets for this show are always a hot commodity because we only do 3 performances. So I would encourage audiences to call the box office at 343-1313. That's 343-1313. And get your tickets because they go very fast.
Tammy?
Yes, I'd just like to say as well, the audience, I think the audience would just really enjoy this show. There's a lot of upbeat numbers. You know, bring your kids out to see this show so they see that grandma and grandpa plan to live until they die. So come on in.
And finally, Art Nimitz.
Well, it's always a joy to work at the Civic. This is my 4th production I've worked with as far as the Senior Readers Theater is concerned. And it's been a challenge, but a very fulfilling one. And the cast has been great. They've been very supportive of me and of Doug, and it's really been a great time.
Well, leading up to after all this rehearsal and preparation and creative input, the shows are at 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and Sunday at 2 p.m. on the main stage at the Civic in downtown Kalamazoo. KazooCivic.com is the place for more information and tickets. Tony, Tammy, and Art, it's been great to have you here this morning, and I wish you all the best with this production.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Of summer, but a faded rose. The best of times is now. As for tomorrow, well, who knows? Who knows?